In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Wednesday, the fourth day of November. Great to have you along, everybody, as always. I'm going to note for the record here as we get going that as of this writing, there are 369 days left until the 2016 elections. Between now and then, we're going to spend some time on this program on this idea that for as good as the American economy looks right now, and it does, with jobs being added and growth numbers decent, if not great, with the unemployment rate at 5.1%, for all of that, if you're not feeling it in your own economy, then all the headline numbers you can think of just don't matter. Today, we're going to get going with our coverage of next year's election, a series built along those lines called My Economy.
The life and the kind of job that I want.
Prosperity.
Providing for your children.
My head above water.
My economy.
My economy.
My economy.
All right, so here's the plan. Me out on the road talking to people about how their economy actually feels.
Come on, I will show you how to cook some fish, and then y'all may want to buy it because I know you've got to be hungry.
I'm a little hungry.
Which explains how I came to be standing in Townsend Kaiser's backyard in Greensboro, Alabama, watching him fry up some catfish. Population here is about 2,500 with an unemployment rate that's a pretty good 5.4%.
350 degrees, 3 to 4 minutes, they'll float up.
You've heard Townsend a bunch of times on the program the past couple of years.
But you don't want to put too many in there, the grease cools down.
He's a third-generation catfish farmer in West Central Alabama who found his way slowly to the family business.
And this is the moment to point out that you went to Auburn and got a degree in, like, psychology or something, right, Townsend?
That's correct. I wouldn't say I knew when I was a kid. At some point after high school, I got to wanting to come back home. I had been away for a while and just kind of explored a whole bunch of different options and decided I wanted to come back and raise fish.
A little bit more, Eric.
Raise catfish is kind of a misnomer, truth be told. What you really do is you haul them out of a giant pond, you scoop them up with a huge net that's been hooked up to a big crane, and you dump them
straight down
in a tanker truck.
This pond is probably 12 acres.
12 acres. Wow. Okay.
12 to 15 acres. We have 700 acres of water right now and raise about 5 million pounds a year. Along with catfish, we have 500 or 600 cows and 300 or 400 acres of soybeans and 500 or 600 acres of timber.
Do you worry at all that you're doing too much with the feed operation and the catfish and the cattle and the...
A little bit, but it takes this much for my brother's family and my family and my parents. It takes this much. We are extending ourselves a lot, but you know, you have to take a risk and work hard to make it in this country, and so that's what we're trying to do.
The Kaiser family's been doing this for three generations through all of the changes in this economy the past couple of decades. And so I asked Bill Kaiser, Townsend's dad, what that's actually meant.
Physically, I had it harder 30 years ago. Mentally, he has it worse now. When I was his age, if I made a mistake, I could probably, if it wasn't a major mistake, I could overcome it with hard work, okay? But at his age and my other son's age, if they make a mistake, hard work may not correct it.
That is a perfect answer. I can't argue with that. Hard work and three employees when I, as early as I can remember, and now it's a little more mental work. Still a lot of hard work, but we have three managers and 25 employees now to maybe do as well as he was doing 30 years ago.
25, 30 years ago, I wasn't wealthy, but I was growing, and we were doing well. If I wanted something, I went and got it. You had to watch what I wanted, but if I wanted something, I went and got it. I can't do that today. He can't do that today.
Hard work and how sometimes that doesn't feel like enough. Opportunity, but also risk. Wondering if it's all going to be all right. That's what that 5.4% unemployment rate looks like for Townsend. One part of how the economy feels to people living in Greensboro, Alabama.
So this is the main drag, right? It's the junction of, what, 69 and 25, whatever those are, state route? It's great, you know, small town Alabama, but there's nobody around, man.
It was lunchtime, maybe a little bit before we went out to Townsend's house, and I was looking for people to talk to. Ended up going into the library right there at the east end of those few blocks of Main Street that make up downtown. We found a young guy named Grayson McDermott using the computers. So I asked him, scale of 1 to 10, that same question I'd started with Townsend Kaiser. How does the economy feel to him?
About a 4 or 3.
4 or 3. Why a 4 or 3?
Not nothing kids can do or nothing grown people can do. We ain't even got no jobs for it.
What kind of jobs do you want? I mean, if you could have a job here, what would you be doing?
Factory job. Just labor for real. Man labor. Regular man labor. You know what I'm saying? Just something for people to stay out. You know what I'm saying? Stay out the streets and stuff like that.
Manual labor to keep you off the streets. How old are you?
I'm 18.
So you're done with school?
No, I dropped out.
How come?
It just wasn't made for me.
School wasn't made for you? But you got to do something.
Yeah, get my GED. You know what I'm saying? Do what I got to do to get through life. That's it.
How come you stay here then? Why don't you go to a big city?
Some people can't afford to. I ain't got the money. I ain't got nowhere to go.
You're 18 years old. What's it going to be like when you're 25?
I ain't going to be around here. I'm going to go somewhere else. That's all I can do.
Go somewhere else. That's how Grayson McDermott's economy feels. Same town the Kaisers live in, different economic place. That somewhere else he's talking about, by the way, is mostly north, up Highway 69 to Tuscaloosa, about a half an hour or so. It's the same metropolitan statistical area, as labor statisticians like to say, so the same unemployment rate, 5.4%. But it is, as I said, a completely different economic world. That's where we're going to go tomorrow to pick up on this first part of our series, My Economy. You can check out all of our election year coverage at marketplace.org. And while you're there, please do tell us what your economy feels like to you.